Blog Talk Radio.
And good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon, and welcome to another episode, episode number 27 of hashtag I Am Radio Beach. My name is Ann McNeil, and I am the Master Wealth Builder, and I'm excited again to be here hosting and co-hosting this show with Dan Calloway and Steve White, our co-hosts. And after reading the book Acres of Diamonds by Russell Conwell, I am still convinced that we are all leaving our diamond mines in our own backyard as we travel around the world looking for larger diamonds, when in fact the diamonds we seek are found within us and in our hometown from whence we come. Therefore, we're calling this podcast hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. And our vision is to shed a bright and a brighter light on the wonderful, smart, talented individuals and activities and programs that come from our great city, Riviera Beach, Florida. So our co-hosts today are discussing the benefits of the Riviera Beach Youth Recreational of Palm Beach County programs for giving back to our city, Riviera Beach. And these activities will include, but are not limited to, the Stony Brook Fun Day, Youth Scholarship Dinner, Boys to Men Program, Teenage Pregnancy Program, Fishing with the Teen, Peanut Park Visit, Rapid Water Park Visit, the Brilliant and the Beautiful Program, and the Holy Night Extravaganza. And now we will discuss these programs in a little more detail. Welcome to the show, Dan and Steve. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you once again, and especially the public who are listening in, and so many things we need to do. I bring up the day we had a shooting. A seven-year-old kid was killed right in his bedroom, and that's what 99% of the things that we are doing with the Riviera Youth Recreation Association is to de-minimize crime and teach people through various educational programs like Boys to Men, the teenage pregnancy. Today, we need to hit on some of the things, especially coming up in May. We're going to be at Stony Brook. And the reason why we're going to be at Stony Brook from 1 to 4 and to feed 602 people and to sign up young ladies from 13 to 17 for teenage pregnancy and boys 13 to 17 for teenage pregnancy. Councilperson Shirley Lanier is signing two people from the health unit to teach and speak to those kids about rape. And then we got Mr. White, who's over our education program. He has a staff of people going to work with also with that program. I think it's very important, and I think we need to spend a couple of minutes talking about the importance of educating young people not to get down that road of getting babies having babies, and the continuation of doing that, it decimates a whole community, and we need to respond to that. Steve?
Yes, sir. First of all, I agree. So I think if I can sum it up to the people who are listening, what the Youth Recreation Association based in Riviera Beach, what we're doing is expanding the services that the association has been offering for decades now, going more into the areas of education and just personal development, because one of the things we've got to do, or a couple of things we've got to do with our young people, is teach them to make good decisions, enhance their critical thinking skills, which is what we're going to do with our Boys to Men program, which is what we'll do with the Teen Pregnancy program, is really help to improve their critical thinking skills so that they will make good decisions. And then the other thing that we're doing is exposing them to other opportunities, whether it's business opportunities or just fun opportunities, like Mr. Calloway said, taking them fishing, taking them on to for the water park, just different things that really a lot of our young people have not experienced or even been exposed to. So there are two things that needs to happen with our young people, and that is, one, we want to teach them how to make good decisions, which means we build their self-esteem. We teach them how to fend off a lot of the criticism that causes them to do things that they should not do because they want to be a part of the crowd, and they want to, therefore, they end up making bad decisions quite often when they do that. So we're going to teach them how to make critical decisions, how to reason and think for themselves, and then expose them, as I said again, to other opportunities out there. Because if your opportunities are limited, or if you feel that your opportunities are limited, then you basically you're going to go with what you know. And so we've got to let our children know that there's a whole world of opportunities out there for them. And I'm just, you know, excited by the fact that Mr. Calloway has the vision, and everyone that's associated with the Riviera Beach Youth Recreation Association, and Ann, you have that vision, to know that our children just need to be exposed. They're very capable, right? And that's something that people have to understand, that our children are very capable, but they're going to go with what they know. So the more we expose them and the more we teach them how to think and to be independent and make good decisions, and overcome those fears of criticism and the fear of success and move forward, then we can change some of the behavior. Because just real quickly, the last thing I'll say is this. So Mr. Calloway mentioned about a seven-year-old little boy being killed in Riviera Beach. Well, someone made a bad decision, right? So the person that shot into that house, we know that they made a bad decision. I cannot imagine that right after they found out that they had killed a seven-year-old, they regretted what they did. But they made a bad decision. And one of the things that we've got to teach young people is how to make good decisions before they do something wrong, right? We always are too often reacting after the fact, but we have to teach them to be proactive and to make good decisions. And so that's a big part of what we're doing with the Boys and Men program and the teen pregnancy program and some of the other exciting field trips that they're going to go on.
If I might add something to that, that's why your boys, the men, and even when we're working with the young ladies, we're going to advise them and tell them and hope that they listen enough and learn that this about snitching, stitching, and end up in a ditch or something like that. Get away from that. We must start protecting the innocent people, and the only way we can do that, we must tell the law. And if you don't want to tell the law, tell me. I'm an ex-lawman. I can tell the state's attorney, any law department or agency. We must be protectors of our own community. We just can't sit back and say, well, it's the police job. It's all our job. We must work together. And I'm so glad that the Riviera Youth Recreation Association is going to embark on this here, and only because of you, Ann, is your vision. We wouldn't be where we are now if it hadn't been for you months and months ago to say that Riviera should be on the map, because Riviera is a fertile bed of outstanding people, and we will showcase that for the next year and a half. Do you have anything right now, Ann, on what we're talking about right now?
Oh, absolutely. 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 I think that we all can quote the saying that said, but for the grace of God go I. But for the grace of God go I. Every single one of us that's listening to this podcast can think back to situations that may have happened in our lives, in our community, in our businesses, or whatever, wherever we're from. And you can just imagine one incident that could have turned your life around for the negative. And so going back to what Steve is saying, these programs that we are embarking upon, we're asking for community support. We're asking for those of you who are from Riviera Beach to come back and give back. And as a matter of fact, we might create that slogan, Dan and Steve, to say come back and give back. Because there are people who are all over the world from Riviera Beach that we have already been interviewing, that if we ask them to come back and give back, they would come back and they would give back. And I'd like to suggest that as we continue to talk about these programs, that they reach out to you, Dan. You know, we've given your phone number over and over, And that number is, Dan Calloway's number is 561-531-9184. That number again is 561-531-9184. Or would you prefer the other number, Dan, the 848 number?
Both of them. Tell them the 848-4991 because
I wanna
to be answering two phones at one time.
Okay. All right. He's going to be busy. But let me just give all of you some of the dates. These are the dates that we're looking at. So on April the 22nd, 2021, the Stony Brook Fun Day, which is where the residents will enjoy a fun day in the sun with free food and drinks and speakers addressing education and crime. And the budget for that is $6,000. If you are interested in participating as a speaker, or you'd like to donate food, or you'd like to just come out and volunteer, or you'd like to give, please, please, please contact Mr. Calloway. Now, on the 28th of May.
Let me jump in, and I apologize for that, but I noticed that the information that was sent to us, that date for the Stony Brook Fun Day, I know it reads on the literature that we received April 22nd, but that's actually May 22nd.
Yes.
Oh, I'm glad you said that. Okay, perfect, perfect. I'll make that change. So let me just say this again. May 22nd, 2021, from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., and this is going to take place at Stony Brook. This is a Stony Brook Fun Day. And so the budget for that is $6,000. And I want to share this because there are people who are listening and who will be listening because this show is evergreen and we're sharing it all over the world. And you just never know someone that's not from Riviera Beach that would like to participate or would just like to give. All right, so the next event is going to take place on May the 28th, 2021. This is from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And this is the Youth Scholarship Dinner. For the seniors, we'll get to hear from speakers and educators, and these are high school seniors, okay, because we have seniors and we have seniors, okay? All right, so these are high school seniors that will get to hear speakers and educators from various fields to help prepare them for their upcoming college year. The budget for this is $2,800. And this is for the rental of the facilities and the food. And again, if you're listening and you'd like to donate your time, your talents, and or your treasure, we are happy to receive that donation. Now, on the May 1st to December 4th, 2021, the Boys to Men program will kick off. And this is where 75 teenage boys will learn what it takes to become a man by certified instructors teaching life skills and field trips to various businesses. The budget for this is only $4,500. And again, we'd like to encourage our listeners to give. And then on May 10th, 2021 through August the 1st, 2021, the team, we're calling it Girls to, I think we called it a Girls to Women program.
Yeah,
and
yes,
this is where
correct.
We're teaching our girls how to become women by being abstinent or definitely not getting pregnant. This program caters to teens and Stony Brook Housing Development. The program is primarily focusing on teen abstinence, and this goes for boys and girls, but especially the girls. That budget is only $4,500. Then May through December, we have a program entitled Fishing with the Teens, where 20 young men will get the experience, 5 salt water and 5 freshwater outings, preparing them to catch, preparing for the catch of the day. And the catch of the day, really, I want to call it a pun, if you will, because they will not just catch fish, clean it, and eat it, but they'll also have an opportunity to build relationships that will become lifelong relationships. And we can all relate to people just taking time. Many of these individuals have never been out of their a certain radius in terms of where they were born. So this is going to be a phenomenal opportunity for them to learn to fish and just have that experience. And then there's the College Scholarship Recipients Program from May 1st to August the 1st, 2021. Where 12 gifted seniors will receive a $10,000 scholarship to the college of their choice to further their education. And that budget is only $120,000. So if you'd like to have a scholarship in your name or you'd like to just donate, we would gladly receive that. And then there is the Teens to Peanut Island program, which will take place on May the 1st, 2021 through August the 1st, 2021. And this is where 30 different well-deserved teens will get to experience 5 outings, one of which they will go to the Riviera Beach greatest educational spots and have fun doing it, from the exciting water taxi ride to enjoying the refreshments on the island. And that, of course, is taking teens to Peanut Island. That budget is only $9,000 for 5 trips, costing $1,800 each. And then we will begin to start wrapping up with the Rapid Water Park. That's May the 1st through June the 1st, where 80 local kids will get a chance to show their bravery on one of the terrific water slides in South Florida. 4 trips will be made to this exciting water park, and 20 kids each will have an opportunity to benefit from this. And then as we wrap up getting to the end of the year, December the 11th, 2021, O Holy Night Gospel Extravaganza, where 600 residents will get a joyful hand clapping, foot stomping night of gospel music from some of the best voices far and near. This event is surely to please. The budget for this is only $7,500 for rental of the facility, the well-known artist, the soundstage, refreshments, and security. Then last but not least, on January 29, 2022, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., the Brilliant and the Beautiful Award Ceremony, where 15 of the most brightest and deserving women of Palm Beach County and beyond will be honored for their untiring service. The budget for this event is only $8,000 for rental of facilities, music, videography, awards, food, setup, and breakdown. Now, these funds are tax-deductible contributions, and the contribution should be made payable to the Youth Recreation Association, and this is, of course, in Palm Beach County for Riviera Beach. If you have any questions or require any additional information pertaining to any of these activities, please, please, please feel free to contact Dan Calloway or Artie Williams. You can contact Artie at 561-201-9358. Again, Artie Williams' number is 561-201-9358, but you can also contact Mr. Dan Calloway at 561-531-9184. And those are our announcements for today.
Okay, that's wonderful.
You did that very well.
Yeah, tremendous. I need to validate a couple of things and let everybody know that that Doug Lawson, Councilman Doug Lawson, the Stony Brook outing, which is on the, I think is on the 22nd of May, that is, he's sponsoring that. We'll have the Cooks to Barbecue chicken, ribs, hot dogs, and hamburgers, and of course we'll have macaroni and baked beans and water. I got to figure out how to get the water in the pops, the soda. But that is taken care of. And for the Shirley Lanier, she will be sponsoring a outing for the girls at Stony Brook. And Mayor Ron Felder, he's taking care of the Holy.
Oh wait. So I'm typing this as you're talking, so we can let the world know. So Councilwoman
Shirley Lanier.
Oh.
She will.
Wait a minute,
I'm
writing her name.
Yeah.
Shirley Lanier.
Okay. You know, okay. She works for the health department from the county. She has two people, especially a female to work with the girls and a male
and
to work
with. And this is the Stony Brook. This is the Stony Brook Fund Day.
So, well, actually Stony Brook, but we take anybody when it comes to teenage pregnancy and boys and men. But we basically going to start at Stony Brook. We need to start somewhere. And that's why we kicking off on the 22nd of next, not 22nd, the 28th of next month, when we're going to feed 602 people. And we already signing them up. But we will not turn down anyone when they want to get into teenage pregnancy, male or female, long as they're between 13 and 17 years of age. But the reason why I wanted to let you know about Doug Lawson, Shirley Lanier, and Ron Feller and Dr. Botel. Botel is going to take two, and I just haven't put her name by it. But the point is, our elected officials, they believe in what we are doing, and they are putting their money where their mouth is and to get this done. So we got a lot of things now where we need funds for right away, because I've already with Mr. White, and I've already talked about carrying kids Okeechobee in the pontoon boats, catch the fish and feed the fish out at the picnic area. And, of course, in May, we're going to send the fish going to be biting out there in the ocean, and we're going to send them on the charter boats. So our fishing program need funds right away, because I went to Walmart and trying to work a deal out to get, and I didn't have any success, to get 10 life jackets, and I need 10 coolers. Five big coolers and five small coolers, because you got to have the ice in there. When you catch fish, you need to put it right in ice right away. That's protect if it can get soil or anything. You got to keep a lot of ice on it. And I'm not going to have kids going on nobody boat thinking they already got the life jackets out there. We're going to have our own life jackets, because that's part of the law. But we're going to have that. So I need that in our hand. And we won't have, once the kids go out there with the jackets, they turn the jackets back in to us. And we use the jackets over and over. But I need 10 jackets, and I need five small coolers and five big coolers, because there's a lot of senior citizens waiting for us to catch those fish and bring it to them. That's what we're doing right now. We're catching a lot of fish. And we're giving them away and preparing them for senior citizens. And I need to tell you about the Old Holy Night.
Okay, wait before you tell me about that. Let me go back to I have Riviera Beach Councilman Douglas Lawson. I have Riviera Beach Councilwoman Shirley Lanier, and then you mentioned two other people. I think you mentioned the mayor, Mayor Felden.
Mel Felder is going the Old Holy Night. He, you know, part time. He's a reverend too. That's his program. Everybody need to know the mayor Old Holy Night, which is a gospel, Christmas gospel program, and that's really for the senior citizens. And when they have to call at the city or call me, and we'll put their name on the list, because you're not selling a ticket. So what if 700 people come there, and everybody thinks they can get in there, but it's only 600 can get in there. We've already signed a contract to have it in the auditorium, and of course we'll have coffee and cake and tea and cookies and some other hors d'oeuvres. They can walk in the cafeteria. In the intermission, anytime they want to, for the hours there over that. Now, Terrion Nelson, everybody knew about Terrion Nelson. She's one of the top artists, and she's the music director for the Youth Recreation for the last 20 years. We're bringing in Helen Miller. Now, if everybody know anything about Helen Miller, She came out of Boynton, but she's a minister now up in South Carolina, North Carolina, right out of Charlotte. She'll be here with her band. She is the headliner for the Holy Night program. We already just, Shaq Leonard is on the committee. We just signed her. Now, the reason why we need people to give the money and help sponsor certain things. Now, the ones I call, like the commissioners, they're sponsoring that. They're coming up with the money. That might be the most exciting thing that I'm dealing with, because we need the elected officials to come back and give some back to the community, because pretty soon they'll be asking us to help them get back in there and retain their seat. But it looks good when our leaders go out there and get involved. What do you think about that, Steve?
Well, I think that's exactly what, one, that's what we need our leaders to do. They have to lead by example, and they have to have a vision for how we move the city forward. So that's what I've always wanted to see happen in the elected officials. And this is an opportunity for them to do that. You know, the one thing that I would stress to the people who are listening is that the programs that Ann McNeil just talked about, the Fun Day, which starts on May 22nd, the scholarship dinner for the youth, all of the programs, the Boys to Men, the Teen Pregnancy, these are programs that will make a positive difference. And that's why the people in the community, from the elected officials down to all of the citizens in Riviera Beach, should support it. And as Ann was saying, support it, you know, financially, come out and be a part of it. Because oftentimes, you know, we talk about things and there's really nothing concrete done. But here, these are programs that have track records, and these are programs that will make a positive difference. You'll be able to see results from these programs. Because when you bring a teen pregnancy program and you work with young ladies and help them, as Ann was saying, make that transition from girl to a successful woman, then they are going to make better decisions. And one of those decisions that they're going to make is that they're not going to make those kinds of decisions that will allow them to become a teen mother, because they understand the risk and the consequences. And so, and when you work with young men, when they're 12, 13, 14 years old, you prepare them to make good decisions. And so, and when you help youth go off to college, so all of these things are going to make a positive difference. It moves us beyond just talking about the problems, but these are solutions to the problems. And so that's why the people in the community really should get in touch with you, Mr. Calloway, and should support these programs. It's why the elected officials should support these programs, because these are programs that offer a solution to the problems. Like again, just to say this last thing, you talked about at the very beginning, the 7-year-old little boy being killed. So how do we stop that, other than just relying on the police, which we've already said, we know the police can't be everywhere, and the police normally, what they do is they react to the problem. I mean, that's just the way policing takes place for the most part. But how can we prevent things from happening? And that is to work with our young people and bring to them programs like this that really are part of the solution. So that's really what it's about. So that's why the community, if they're looking for programs that are going to be problem-solving, that's going to offer some solutions to the challenges that we face in Riviera Beach, then that's what these programs will do.
Well, Ann, I need to say this again. When I brought up the mayor, Ron Felder got with me 3 weeks ago and said that he wanted to have something this summer, a gospel extravaganza. And when I was talking to our music director yesterday, Terrion Nelson, she came up with a great idea. She wants me to get with the mayor and work it out, and let's have this summer in the park. You know, years ago, on the third Friday of the month, they had jazz in the park at the Tate, the Dan Calloway complex. And they had a minimum fee, I think $5 or $7 or whatever, and they just enjoyed it. Now, what happened? They stopped it. I don't know, and I don't want to get into that. But I do know this. We need to have something like that for the senior citizen, and I'm working on that. And probably next week or the following week, I'll bring you a little information about that. we are doing a lot of things for the seniors all the time. But to go out there and they have their little chairs and with the cool air at nighttime, and we got there. It used to be jazz. Now we're going to have a gospel night. And this is what the mayor wanted. And we just got to work out the semantics of it. And I'll let you know and Steve know when we announce it to the people. But that's going to happen. So we're going to have numerous of things that we haven't even talked about. Other than we're going to be feeding the seniors more because we're going to catch the fish and we're going to feed them other kind of food. We're not going to let the seniors ever get away because I'm a senior and we all like for people to feed us or do whatever we need to be done. My last thing, and the reason why I got it last, because it's the last week of January, I think it's brilliant, the brilliant beauty. Brilliant and beautiful women. We have been neglecting our women in our community. When we start honoring people, we have a tendency to always put a male name. Most of the things that is named in Riviera, other than Mrs. Bowie, name on the bridge going from West Palm to Riviera over on US 1. Everybody name on a park or whatever, it's been a man. Now, if I'm wrong, somebody need to straighten me out. It's always a man. Now, what happened to all these women who, like my mother, grandmothers, and all these people who was ahead of the family? Now, I was lucky because I had my father there for 60 years. My father and mother was married 61 years when my daddy died, and she died 3 years later. I know what it meant to have mother and father, but basically all the families is headed by a mother or grandmother. Give you a case in point. When we were feeding 84 families and was 4 people in each family, 3 children and an adult, it was never a father, neither a grandfather. It was all women. When we gave food for 336 families of people, 84 families, it was no male adult in either one of those houses. And we got to do better than that. But if we're going to be a sir good parent, we got to do it all the way, and we got to get more volunteers to give some of their time. See, giving money is good, and then we can hire whoever we want. But if some of them give their time in service, that's even better because, and then there some people can go out and go and fundraise for us because Dr. Botel is doing a really good job is trying to get a lot of the Fortune 500 people to help out. We just got to do that. I'm ready for you, Ann.
Well, I'm still making sure that we give all of the people that have given some press and thanks. So Dr. Botel, and I'm, what was it that she gave so I can make sure
Dr. Botel
that I give her?
She's taking care of the girls in the teenage pregnancy. She also helped us out with Kennedy right now. She's the one been the bell cow of really doing most of the things with the youth recreation, without a doubt. And now Doug is
okay,
coming
on
strong.
Okay, I want to just put that on here. Yeah, I want to just put that on here. Dr. Botel, Commissioner, Riviera Beach Councilwoman,
yeah.
Dr. Botel. Yeah, I just want to type that so that we can make sure we give her thanks
beautiful.
Also.
Beautiful. The public, and we're doing fairly well. See, because with those 4 or 5 of the commissioners, and then I've gone to Bad Cop, the furniture store. They will have a $10,000 check for me by the time the kids get ready to go off to school. See, I'm working on that because I've been doing this for years, making sure we get kids off to college. See, the thing what it is now, because of the Madoff thing, put us in a hole years ago. Now, the moment we started getting better, the pandemic hit us. But we can't allow the pandemic to stop us from giving service back to God's children. Some of us are blessed, and we got to be out there and be a conduit to bridge the gap between failure and success. And it's easy if we all put our little minds together, our little tenors together, we can do good. And that's what we preach every day. Stephen?
Well, just in wrapping up, because I'm looking at the time, Ann McNeil. So just in wrapping up, I just want to reiterate that the people should support these programs because we are moving beyond just talking about the problems. You know, we have been conditioned, unfortunately, I think, and not just in Riviera Beach, but people have been conditioned to spend a lot of time talking about problems and talking about how bad things are and less emphasis on solutions to those problems. And so that's what we're doing here, and that's why it's so important that the people support it and we just continue to move forward.
Before Ann make her remarks, I want the listeners to understand if they want to volunteer their service, like when we go over to Peanut Island, we're making those trips on the water boat. 95% to 96% of the people in Riviera have never been to Peanut Island. This is a time an adult can go over there and be one of the chaperones with the kids on the boat. I'll be glad to have them over there, and that'll give them a chance. It won't cost them anything because we're going to raise the money to do that. And, of course, we got the food and everything prepared. And it's with any event. And if they want to go with Steve and myself, and I got a cadre of people that are fishermen, all of them came up through our fishing program when I was running the recreation department. And now they have boats, and they're doing everything to come back. Ed Walker, Alan Wynn, David Jones, and those guys like that, they've just been tremendous. And they welcome the idea that they can come back and give something like that. And I'm going to give my last remark, and it's about I think that, and there's been a lot of noise about when they found out some of the people who going to be honored, they think that is great because we got 12 to 14 two ladies haven't said whether they want to be a part of that, but they are looking forward to having that. And what we are doing with the venue, the longer we wait, the better off it will be because of the pandemic. Because of can't be all over people, and so therefore, we really want to be at the marina, at the event center, and it's because I want to keep it in Riviera, and because it's a full course meal, and everything like that, and I know that we're gonna have a video of each one of the honorees. It'll be playing over and over so everybody will know where whatever business or whatever they're doing or whatever they want to say on that video. We're going to do that. But right now I'm very thrilled that, and you came up with your brilliant mind, that we would have this show. And putting this type of show on, and as one of the people working with you and Steve, and an old man like me, it gives me a chance to let everybody know we are progressing. And for you and Steve, you all came up to putting it at the same time. So that means a lot. And all them guys I'm naming about who's cooking, who's catching, and who's going on trips, all those guys was born and reared all their life and running up and down here in Riviera. And you were right. We got a lot of jewelry, a lot of gold nuggets running up and down the street or in the ground. So we'll dig it up, polish it up, and let everybody know. And you all have a wonderful week, and I'm finished. Okay, Ann, you take it on home.
All right. We want to thank everybody. I mean, everybody for listening in. Please comment, like, and share the show. We are very excited every single week to come and share with you another episode of hashtag my investing. Hashtag I am Revere Beach. And again, I want to just reiterate that this show was created to shine a bright light, a wonderful light on the smart, talented, wonderful individuals, young and old alike, all over the world from our great city, Revere Beach, Florida. And our co-host today, Dan Calloway, Steve White, and myself have just shared the benefits that are going to be derived from the Revere Beach Youth Recreational Program in the Palm Beach County area. And these activities are planned curriculum for Stony Brook, the Youth Scholarship Dinner, the Boys to Men, the Girls to Women program, the Fishing with the Teens, Peanut Island Park Visit, the Rapid Water Park, the Brilliant and the Beautiful program, and of course, wrapping up with the Holy Night Extravaganza and then the annual scholarship event that will take place in 2022. So if you are interested, whether you're from Revere Beach or not, but if you are interested in participating in any way, shape, or form, please contact Dan Calloway at 561-531-9184. That number again is 561-531-9184. And so from all of us to all of you, thank you so very much for listening in. And remember, hashtag I am Revere Beach. Have a good day. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Good day. God bless you.
All right. Thanks.